whole universe in this radio.
Hello, universe, and this B2B, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy, live on Ask Talk Radio. And today you have tuned in to listen to allergies, and how are they making you feel today? Are you having a headache? Are you having a migraine? Are you itching? Are you in bed and saying, hey, I'm itching. Is this my laundry detergent? Or did I eat something? And why are you having allergy problems? And have you seen an allergist? Have you seen a primary care physician lately? And they say, well, let's talk about allergies. It's springtime. And people sometimes forget allergies are a root of a lot of problems in today. And especially here in Arizona, in the valley, we have a lot of plants that are not indigenous who keep growing things, and then they have pollinating things in the air, and then I'm not a botanist, people, so just bear with me. And then they start bothering them. They say, I have such a bad headache. Debbie, can you quit talking so loud? Debbie, your mouth is so loud. Can you just bring it down? And say, it's not my mouth that's giving you a headache. It's you got allergy problems. And I go up to them, and I take my thumb, and I push them on their face, and they say, ow! And I say, see, it's not my loud mouth, it's your face. You got allergy problems, and you're a disgrace because you're not taking care of yourself. So I tell them about the neti pot. If you don't know about the neti pot, there's one of the interventions I want you to know in this little quick 15-minute podcast segment that I'm going to be giving you universe people out there in the world, is the neti pot. Make yourself one. Be frugal. You don't have to go out and spend a bunch of money, but this migraine headache you might be having might just be a sinus headache because you're not flushing all of those non-indigenous plants that are agitating your sinuses, not flushing your sinuses out. You can even do this in the shower with some nice cold water. Just let it run up in your nose and breathe up some water in your nose and shut it out and flush your sinuses out, people. You got to clean your sinuses out. And if you don't know how to do this, talk to your physician and ask him how to do this. Or you could do it over the sink. After you brush your teeth, you get yourself a good neti pot. You can have one made at one of these. Make it fun. Go to a ceramic shop and make a little, it looks like a little genie pot. And you put some warm salt water in there, and you run it up one of your nostrils, and it will come out the other nostril. But don't drown yourself. Don't make it go down into your lungs. You got to do it properly. And talk to your physician. He'll show you how to do this. And flushing out your sinuses with some good saline salt water is a good thing. And even if you can get yourself out to the ocean and get into the ocean, breathe that good salt water, people, you got to take care of your body. You got to know what you're allergic to. Get yourself a good allergy test. And I'm not talking about one of these topical allergy tests. Get a blood test once a year. Your body changes as you get older, and you become more hypersensitive to things. And allergies, one time, two times, it may be just a dermatitis you get, but that fifth time, you may go into what's called anaphylactic reaction, and that will kill you. That will kill you. That will cause you a cardiogenic shock, and your heart will stop. You may be saying, well, I've just had a mild reaction to peanuts. And then one time you have them peanuts down at the park watching the Cub game, it's over. It's over, people. They just think you're joking around and having a good time, hee-hee and howling. And Russo just made a home run, and nobody's paying attention. You done just gone into an anaphylactic shock. You got to know about allergies. Allergies. People, I'm not joking. If you're allergic to bees, you better be carrying around an EpiPen, and you better know how to use it. And the people that are with you better know how to use it. Sometimes, I'm telling you, and you better know bee behavior. Bees don't want to die. They don't want to sting you. But if you're allergic to things and you know about them, you better have interventions around you. I always have Benadryl in my purse. My son has issues with things, and if I see him getting all red or something, I give him a couple of Benadryl. I know right away he ate something. He knows he's not supposed to eat. I'm not going to tell you what he's allergic to. I don't want somebody setting up my son, but I'm just letting you know. danger is always up to no good. And that kid will eat things he knows he's not supposed to eat, but he eats it anyway. And I always have that Benadryl. And I'm telling all you mothers out there, have Benadryl in your purse. You never know when your child is going to get a reaction to something they never had that reaction to. Because this show is for 2 to 102. You never know when your allergy is going to flare up. But I will tell you, know thyself. Know your body. Know about allergies. It's important because allergies are transient. They can get worse or they can get better any time in your life. And you don't know when they're going to get you. You don't know when they're going to get you. You don't know when they're going to sneak up. It's the little things in life, people. It's the little things in life that you don't pay attention to. You're so busy worrying about the car accident or the next, you know, next major thing that's going to happen, earthquake or something. That's a little tiny bee bite that's going to sting you, and then you're going to end up with like these shots. No one's paying attention. Or when you're chopping them in them peanuts at the Cubs Wrigley Stadium over there, and Russo just hit a home run, and all of a sudden that peanut allergy just snuck up on you, and you didn't take Claritin, and you didn't even know how bad your allergy reaction got. So this is Nurse to Be live on Ask Talk Radio, and I'm telling you people, I'm going to be doing these 15 minutes, let you know. Just let you know from Nurse to Be. And I'm a registered nurse, people, retired U.S. Navy. And I'm on a mission to promote health, and you can't breathe, and you got to have sinus headaches because you ain't using your neti pot, and you don't know about flushing out your sinuses. You're not feeling good. And this is the thing we need to talk about. You talk about allergies. You need to know what you're allergic to. And don't tell me you're not allergic to anything because everybody has something that they're allergic to or something that stresses them out, and the skin starts itching. You ever say, you know, you make my skin crawl? You look at somebody, you say, Nurse to Be, you make my skin crawl. You be quiet. You're making my skin crawl. Because there is, really, some people can just make you so stressed out, you just start itching. Just, ugh. Nurse to Be quiet. You make my skin itch. Well, it's true. Stress can irritate you to the point where your immune system gets compromised so bad that your body can't build up its immune system to handle stressful situations if your allergies start acting up. Honestly, if you don't believe me, you can look Google it up, and you'll say, oh, that has to be she maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about. And I do. In fact, I had a doctor tell me one time, you know, Nurse to Be, you should just take a daily Claritin or something because everybody's allergic to something. You never know when you're going to get along. I said, no, I'm not going to take a daily medication, but I will carry the Benadryl in my purse. And if I know I'm allergic to bees or something, I have an EpiPen. I won't tell you what I'm allergic to because, you know, I might have some haters out there and they might want to give me some of that something and say, here, Debbie, have some of this heat. And then they watch me fall over. Nobody will give me my EpiPen. I'm not going to go there. But point is, I'm on a mission, people, to promote health, wellness, most importantly, happiness. And I think we have done that today. Because if you paid attention, you know now. If you could pass this along, you know, you have learned today. Pay attention to your allergy. Get yourself a good neti pot. Start flushing your sinuses out in the shower. Pay attention when you got a headache. Make sure you're hydrated well. Make sure you're not choking out peanuts and getting bee stung at the ballpark because it's springtime and now you got to get out there. And know that allergies play a role in your health, wellness, and your happiness. Because when you're not happy, you're not well. And when you got allergies, you're not going to be happy. And sometimes it's not because your friend has a big mouth and they're yelling and screaming at you. It's because you got a sinus headache. Okay? So don't be blaming your loud Italian nurse friends when they're talking and they're telling the passionate story and they're yelling at their children or whatever. Sometimes maybe it's you. Maybe you didn't use a neti pot. Your sinuses are mushing up on your brain and causing you a headache. Okay? And some of this other stuff. If you got a skin rash, maybe it's not just because maybe it is that friend make your skin crawl. Maybe they're stressing you out so bad that you're hypersensitive to things. And maybe it's the environment where you live in. So get over there and talk to your doctor about allergy. And that's my 15-minute segment, people, because I'm not going to waste my time with other people chit-chatting your ear off. So turn your cell phones on. I'll be on 15 minutes a day. Get your dose of Nurse to Be. This has been your dose of Nurse to Be. Promote my mission of health, wellness, and happiness. And I have told you, people, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And today, we're focusing on allergies. And I have done it. My mission was completed. My mission was in the mission, and that was allergies. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I'm going to be buzzing out now. I got things to do, places to go, and I'm going to take myself a cold shower. My skin is crawling now. I got to deal with the city people today. I just want you to know I'm in the Hive studio today, not the Aura Zen studio. I did a whole sound check over at the Aura Zen studio, and then I got stuck down here at the Hive studio. This place is a wreck, by the way, which we will be fixing this week. Somebody put stuff all over my green screen. I'm in here. I'm disgusted with this studio. The lighting is horrible. Haven't been in here in months. But we'll be doing a podcast because I've been told I am a global commodity. I'm not a local commodity, whatever the hell that means. So I've been forced by my puppeteers to do a global podcast daily, 15-minute dose of Nurse the Bee. And that is what I have done. I'm checking the time here on my speaker. What time do I got there? My board up. Hello, board up. The board up, but okay. What, how many minutes I got? Did I get another segment? This is just a finish. What? Don't shake your hand at me. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's only one segment? Go to a commercial. Go to a commercial. I got more segments? Oh, my goodness. How long do you want me to talk about allergies? Who doesn't know about allergies? I got another whole 2 seconds. Hello? Hello, sound check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, I got how many callers? I'm doing 15-minute segments, and you tell me I got to take callers too? You people, what kind of questions you got for allergies? I've covered everything. That has been the B, Nurse to B. And you have listened to Nurse to B on Ask Talk Radio, live, unedited. And you go ahead and call in and check. I'm on every day, 15 minutes. Oh, next time, 30 minutes? 30, okay. I enjoy what I do and I love what I do and do what I love. So this has been Nurse to Be, Registered Nurse and Retired U.S. Navy for you, the universe. And no more local stuff. If you want local stuff, we'll be local too. But just to let you know, I'm here. I'm Nurse to Be, D-E-B-B-E-E. I put the I out because I'm for everybody. And Aura Zen Studios and Promotions. But this week, I'm here at the Hive Studio. Back at the Hive Studio. This is where I began, people. 10 years ago, I began here. And, okay. So, and this has been live, okay? So, tune in and tune it up. You need to even listen on your cell phone. Just put your alarm on. All right. And thank you for tuning in. And I appreciate y'all. Maybe you learned something, and maybe we saved some lives. So pass it along. Get this information. Pass it along. And it's archived. So if you can sub, you can rewind and listen again. Thank you very much. Buzz out. Buzz. This is Bid to Be. Here's the Bead Radio podcast person now. It's a podcast. Yes. Okay. That's good. What do you do? Sorry. How do you turn off on this? I don't even have any elements yet. I don't... That's music going out. Thank you very much. Okay, tune me out. My board ops. Okay, all right. That's it. Hello, universe, and this is B2B, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy. And we are back with allergies. And how are they affecting your life today? Do you have a sinus headache? Are you itching and scratching? Are you feeling like maybe a friend of yours is making your skin crawl? Or
is a friend of yours giving you a headache? Or are you having chest pain? Has it escalated at a ballpark? Because you said, I don't have a peanut allergy. I'm going to eat these peanuts while Russo's up the bat. And you hit a home run. And then all of a sudden, you have an anaphylactic shock. Do you remember we talked about that in the last segment? Well, now I want to... My board op told me I could hang up. Then I found out this is a 30-minute show. Thank you very much, board op. You're not doing very good. So we're doing podcasts with Nurse to Be, and hopefully you learned some today. You can flush out your sinuses in the shower, and you need to have EpiPen if you're allergic to something and you know about it, like a little irritant, like a little bee sting. You should have an EpiPen, and you should know how to use it. You need to go to your physician. And let's just recap real quick about allergies. You should know about allergies. You should know what you're allergic to. If you're allergic to something like eggs, milk, cheese, dairy, all that stuff, you should know this. You should avoid those things. Today, we have a lot of derivatives in our food that are causing us to have erroneous allergy problems that also cause our abdomen to have what's called leaky gut syndrome. If you don't know about leaky gut syndrome, you need to get on board with that and realize that's a secondary irritant to our system which causes allergies. And if you don't know about neti pots and how to flush your sinuses out, you need to get on board. And you need to get yourself things that promote the immune system so you don't get immune compromised. And if you don't know about immune system, you need to learn about that because that will help your body fight allergens. And allergens are just irritants. They're just irritants. Kind of like sometimes, you know, people like, would say, you know, Nancy, you should be quiet. You're making too much noise. I say, you give me a headache. I say, no, I'm not. And I go up to them and I push on their sinuses, their frontal sinuses right in there next to the nose. They say, ow, what is that? I say, see, it's not me. It's you. You don't take care of your sinuses. You don't even know that you have seasonal allergies, and you're not seeing your doctor, and you're not having that checked. And you need to drink all the water you got and get hydrated and realize that you're not having a headache because the temperature's changing here in Arizona. It's hot. You're not even dehydrated. You're just having allergy problems because here in the valley, we talked about indigenous plants, that the pollination is causing you to have seasonal allergy problems. But I want to make this clear to you people. Have some Benadryl in your wallet or in your purse or something, because you never know when someone's having an allergy attack. And you'll know that because you'll see they're breaking out in a rash, their lips are swelling, they'll say their throat's itching, and they might need a little Benadryl. Maybe they never really ate shellfish, and all of a sudden they just ate some shellfish and realized they're allergic to that. I'm not saying go around diagnosing people and giving people drugs, but I'm saying little things like that could save somebody's life. But you need to get on board with that. I'm saying I'm on a mission, people, to promote health, wellness, and happiness. And today's mission within the mission is to discuss allergies. And the little awareness that will bring sometimes is immense. If you just reach out and say, look, wake up. Think about something. It's not the big things in life that are going to get you. It's the little things, like a bee sting or like allergic to strawberries. Don't even know it. They eat themselves a strawberry shortcake, and then they get a rash. They say, I don't know why I'm itching. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. Yeah, a little spider or something. No, you're allergic to strawberries. You never knew it your whole life. My whole life, I never knew I was allergic to milk. But my reaction to it is different than other people. You have allergies, you don't even know how you respond to the allergy. And you have to know these things. And there's blood tests now. We've come so far with medicine. You can go to an allergist. He's a physician. You go see him as a specialist. He'd take your blood and tell you, like, at least, I think it's like 40-some different allergens that you food allergies that you're allergic to right off the bat. And you can avoid that. And you can avoid yourself so many problems. You won't be so tired. You won't be so lethargic, fatigued. And you won't have these autoimmune disorders be flaring up on you. You wouldn't believe all these people that have, like, rheumatoid arthritis, eczema, asthma, and all of these things are being agitated by allergens, especially food allergies. We have no idea how many food allergies are exacerbating autoimmune disorders. And I will tell you, if you don't believe me, because you think I'm acting silly, you can go talk. You can go. There's two YouTubers that I want to promote today, and that's The Chemist and Dr. X, AXE. Go do some health research for those two fellas. You can ignore me all you want. For them two YouTubers, go spend one day a week looking up some health issues you might be having with them. They'll change your life. Those two men will change your life. I have never seen two YouTubers in my life that have really got things on point when it comes to doing very stringent, small things. Dr. X got a real good YouTube on leaky gut syndrome and making sure your pH is on point. Because when your pH is on point, your body becomes in a homeostasis where it can really stay in tune and avoid your body from being so stressed that it can handle when an allergen comes into its field. And when you are stressed by an allergen, if your body is in tune and is in homeostasis, it can handle a little bit of allergen. So you can focus and overcome that, and you'll know, okay, I'm not feeling right, and you'll realize, wait a minute, you know what? I have a little contact dermatitis because I was wearing a wool sweater I borrowed from Sheila down the street, and I knew, I've realized now I was a little allergic to it, so I took that off, took a cold shower, and put some little hydrocortisone cream on it, like the doctor had informed me. And I didn't even realize that I did that. But it's the little things that can be overwhelming. And if you kept that wool sweater on, you could advance into anaphylactic shock. You didn't even realize it, because it could get down into your lungs and then cause your pulmonary and then cardiogenic issues. And I know some of this is a little advanced for y'all, but the point of the show today is allergies. Go on in, talk to your doctor, just touch base on allergies. Talk about neti pots, flushing the sinuses. Get yourself out to the beach, get some salt water into the sinuses. Get some fresh air, get some sunshine, and boost that immune system. Learn about pH and keeping the body in homeostasis at all times. Keep that Benadryl around you. Know about EpiPens, and know what you're allergic to, what you're not allergic to. We got all these derivatives in the food now, and people aren't paying attention. You got to pay attention. Pay attention. Shut up. Don't tell me. I know what I did there. You know what you did. This is I don't like not having music and elements. If you know about my live radio show I do here in the Valley, you know I need my board up and my sound guys, and I'm not allowed to talk to nobody in here. So anyway, so today is, I thought it was 15 minutes, not 30 minutes. What did I do? So this has been allergies. Know thyself before you wreck thyself. And thank you all for tuning in, and be back tomorrow you have to be back. It's archived. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. This has been about allergies. And just a simple thing, save your life, save somebody else's life. And this has been The Bee, live on Task Talk Radio. Registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy. And I'm buzzing out, people. And thank you for tuning in. And I'm global. I'm a global, not just local, but global. So we'll be seeing you. You going to play music? What are we going to do? Oh, this is okay. So we're going to keep this going, and we'll be back tomorrow. Buzz, out, out. We have been in the Hive studio today, and we have been brought to you by Mr. Rogers Neighborhood and Looking for Nub. Looking for Nub. You can get that CD live at our website, Ask Talk Radio. So if you would like to order Looking for Nub, you can do that. Looking for Nub and Nub. Nook and for Nub. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to sing out with Nook and for Nub. I've been Nook for Nub.